Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Gauteng acting premier MEC Kidibone Dialetabela went to Katlehong today. This is after the death of children in the, after eating the suspected poisoned food. And obviously we know that we don't have real results yet, but she went out as well as the MEC, I think it was the other day, MEC of Economic Development, who also went out to go see families in Alexandra. MEC, thank you so much for making time for us. And just, you know, your sense of how you found the mood in Katlehong earlier on today. Good evening.
Good evening, Pimelo. Good evening, your listeners. We are really saddened as a community in Gauteng. We are all in shock. I think that's the sense we got on the ground when we were there in visiting the two families, because communities came out. We're all in shock. And maybe first, let me pass our heartfelt condolences to families that have lost their loved ones, and also wish those who are in our public health facilities a speedy recovery. It's quite a difficulty for us as government and as people. And I think you could have seen mothers came out in their numbers. My mother, too, it's a pain. And we don't know how to explain it. This is our children. This is our future. And we really need to find ways of making sure that we get to the bottom of this issue. And from our side as a provincial government, we have established a team led by MEC Mayile. And we have seen also from the cabinet side nationally, there's a team established, because this is not only an outbreak in Gauteng, but it's affecting around five provinces. So we're hopeful that the teams that are relevant authorities on the investigations that needs to be done will, at the end of the day, come out to tell us what is the real challenge. This means everybody involved in the value chain of food production.
So MEC Mayile yesterday, you know, said, well, he feels that inspectors are not doing enough. You've just told us about a team that's being led by him from provincial, and another team that's from national. What are these teams looking for? What exactly is the investigation?
Remember the assumption and the conclusion we are uninformed concluding on is that kids are eating snacks, cheese. The other one today, we got to know he bought a juice and it made him sick, and eventually now has passed on. And allegations are these are bought from either informal traders that are at schools, and others are buying from spaza shops. So the reason as Gauteng and also as national government, we are saying this is more deeper. You can't conclude that it's a particular brand of snacks. But then it's not only snacks, it's various things that seems to be killing the children or making them sick. And there's a need to thoroughly investigate whether it's in the products themselves, is the problem with the manufacturers, or is the problem with those who are trading? How do they store this product? So it's a multifaceted problem that we need to thoroughly investigate and be able to make a decision as government. So we can't just conclude on the basis of assumptions. The fact is kids are dying, kids are ill in hospitals. Some are surviving, but one life too many. This is our future. So we can't just conclude without proper information as to what is killing the children. Is it the food themselves, or is it the storage, or is it, there's various theories on what is really the problem here. And we've gotten different stakeholders that participate in food production including training thereof, to assist us come up with a report so that we are able to make an informed decision as government.
I guess what I'm asking is, how wide is your net? You know, is your net limited to geographically where things are happening? In other words, the vicinities of where the deaths are happening, the spaza itself, and inspecting that? Or is your net wider? Are you looking to find where perhaps they're purchasing their produce, where maybe the produce is made? How wide does this net go?
In our province, we are collaborating with municipalities, as local authorities, as well as different departments that are responsible. Like I said, MEC Maile is leading from economic development perspective, MEC Ralohoko on health, the SAPS is also involved, Department of Agriculture, and Environmental Affairs. And I think it's the same at national level. We have National Consumer Commission also participating in the in the investigations. So it's relevant to various stakeholders, and because we need an integrated approach. So we want everybody to come together and look at different angles of this matter and be able to advise accordingly for what is the problem.
Let me go to a call, MEC. Snega is calling from Kagiso. Good evening and welcome, Snega.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. Go ahead.
Okay. Two or three things. First thing, I remember back when MEC Maile was heading economic development again. He came and he spoke about township economic revitalizers. A good concept. We don't know what happened to it. And the aim was to assist local people so that they are able to claim back the economy. Number one fail. The same MEC, he came and then he would have that program. They call it Kondishisa e Business Lakho. But they only come for local people to formalize. They don't go for these pasta shops. That's the second failure government to say, how about the khoda to ba formalize and buy whatever that they need to do? Although we know it's paperwork mostly, but why don't they go to these pasta shops and force them to formalize? The government is failing us. But the point that I want to make is to say, on my own, I've admitted that the government is failing. The government is continuing to fail us. But even if tomorrow, also about 200 people or five families are wiped out, I'm not going to be surprised. We are expecting this. So, but now the point that I want to move in is this one. Rona, as the citizens, much of government there are failing, and I think we have admitted the government there failing. To get rid of this problem, it's very what I would normally refer to as buying power. For should my block, Kokagiso, should my ward or the whole community decide not to buy from these people, they will move out of the township. So, government, they are failing. So, but the call that I want to make is to the communities to say, we've been failed. And this thing of us having media stories on a daily basis about five kids died, one kid died there. I don't know how long you're going to negotiate with government to do what they're supposed to be doing. I'll give you a typical example. We've written letters for the bylaws to be implemented. We are even told at some point that they said they don't have bylaws in Mohali City. Right? So my appeal is to say government has failed us. It's going to fail us even next week, next month, and the next 2 years. People must just, I think people have got power. They must stop buying from these people and they have solved the problem. And even the parents who are giving their kids money to go and buy, they're as well guilty. They're guilty of supporting this illegal business. So I've given up on government, to be honest.
Snega, let's give an MEC a chance to respond. MEC, I mean, I suppose this is the sentiment you're getting everywhere you go. People feel despondent. People feel let down.
People feel let down because we are, to an extent, as a community, failing to impose law and order. And government also need to take responsibility on that. But remember that we have laws and bylaws at the municipal level that as and when you establish a tuck shop or you are wanting to trade, you should be licensed. And that's why you hear us calling upon landlords and starter shop owners, communities, to really participate in this. Now, I grew up in a community, and I think also where the gentleman comes from in Kagiso, where we know in the shop there'll be an individual that knows your mother or your parents. And as a child, as and when you come and buy, if that week you have spent the whole week buying sweets, they'll be able to phone Ella Mama Kaho for it. This person has been buying sweets the whole buy castor oil for her, or give you a castor oil to go with at home. Because you've been reckless throughout the week. But today, communities are comfortable buying bread and sweets from people we don't know their names and where they come from. And I think community-based or what we used to call organs of people's power need to be revived. We need to know who's in our neighborhood. We need to know what are they saying and how beneficial is that to us as a people in that community. And I think that's where we are as a government and as a people. And like I say, where I was in Tatlego, community was like, you know, it's time we all take responsibility. SGBs already by last week in one of the schools had written letters to home, to parents, to say don't give children money to buy because there's this outbreak of foodborne illnesses and we don't know whether our kids will be affected or not. But still, parents gave their children money, like just this week. They had those experiences. So it's a collective responsibility, and I want to encourage my dear brother that just called now that we should not give up on government. We should work together. There's what committees established in wards, and that is in townships, in communities where we are, we should participate and we should strengthen law enforcement. And I think on our side as a provincial government, we are doing our best, and the integrated platform created on this matter, I think, will yield results. We shouldn't give up now. This is the future of our children. And I think we need to collectively work together on this and find solutions to our challenges as communities.
MEC, you can see where people are struggling. And I'm also struggling with this notion that the responsibility stays with the child. Whereas government, that's supposed to be enforcing bylaws, local government itself and the health department, is not doing the job it's supposed to do to inspect the snacks that you are telling children not to buy. You can see how difficult it is for us to understand that, because if the things that are being bought are not safe, why are they there? Why isn't there an authority that makes sure that things that are not safe for children are just not there?
Like I said to my Lohore, you know, it's time we all stand up together and deal with it. We have failed ourselves to an extent, and I think it's time we redeem ourselves. And we can only do that by ensuring that there's law and order, and we are able to hold each other accountable. And obviously, municipalities are involved in the integrated approach to look into what is the challenge. Why are there no health inspectors inspecting the spaza shops in our townships? I mean, we're told it's a big business now. In each and every corner of a street in a township, there's a spaza shop, one or two, and we need to put control measures. What gets to be traded in those spaza shops, and somebody really needs to be accountable. There might be challenges that municipalities are faced with, capacity challenges that municipalities are faced with, and I think we need to openly talk about and resolve and find better ways of dealing with this. I really must admit that to an extent, as a people, we have been negligent. We hire out our garages. In that garage, it's a toilet, it's a shop, it's a bedroom, a kitchen, and then we all see that, but we never get to say anything about it. And I think it's time, because now we are losing children. This is an emergency, yes, but we need to talk about it and correct it and make sure that we protect the lives of our children.
Let me quickly take a call from Tatisel. Tatisel, I don't have much time. Go ahead. Good evening.
Okay. Good evening, Pamela and MEC.
Good evening.
MEC, may I ask something? Are we going to wait for your investigations for how long? And how many children are going to die, to be dead, the time you conclude your investigation?
Dr. Sabi, I've got to go. MEC, are you able to respond to how long people have to wait for some sort of result?
What we are advocating for currently is that parents should temporarily suspend, assist government by suspending buying of foodstuffs, especially snacks to children, from these shops until we get to know what is the problem and find a way to it. We have teams nationally and in provinces that are looking into this matter, and I think as soon as possible we'll all be knowing what is the problem, and I think by then we'll communicate clearly to the people on what to do. But my advice is we temporarily make sure that kids, and I think it's what Department of Education is now doing, creating awareness in schools and making sure that kids are aware that they shouldn't be buying until there's clarity on this matter.
I really appreciate your time. Gauteng Acting Premier MEC Kidibone Dialetlabela, who has just given us a sense of what she found when she went to visit the families in Katlehong today. And obviously, we keep an eye on the story.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.